guys. Welcome to Love, Hope, and Stories. My name is Jennifer Mosquera. I am so excited to share the next few moments with you. We are in the middle of a series called Be Strong September. We are being intentional about getting healthy and being strong in all areas of our life so that we can show up strong in the world and we can be all who God is calling us to be. My dear friend Misty Drake has been so gracious to co-host these episodes with me. I have loved sharing this space and this experience with her. She is not here today, but she will be back next week, so never fear. For today, I'm excited for you to hear my new friend Paige's story. As we focus this week on being strong in our bodies, I thought it would be cool to hear from someone in the fitness industry. Paige Martindale is a fitness instructor and entrepreneur here in Dallas. She teaches cycling and climbing at a couple of different studios. She can also be found leading the occasional acro yoga workshop around town, which if you don't know what acro yoga is, do yourself a favor, check it out on the internet. It's amazing how people can move their bodies. Paige is also a brand ambassador for companies like Lululemon and other health and wellness brands. For those of you who are local, you might have seen Paige featured in Dallas Magazine a couple times. On top of all the fitness stuff she's involved with, she is a graphic designer and photographer. She's a networker and a woman after my own heart. She is an explorer of the earth. But my favorite of Paige's involvements is that she regularly serves as a host at our church, Shoreline City. Y'all know how much I love my church, right? Paige is definitely showing up strong in her life. She is a woman of purpose and light. And this interview was so much fun. It was such an honor to hear Paige's story. I know you are going to be encouraged and challenged by the wisdom she offers. But before we jump into her story, I want to give a quick shout out to my niece, Griffin Hope, who turned 17 on the day this episode releases. Griffin, watching you has been one of the greatest privileges of my life. Your bravery and joy, your never-ending resilience constantly inspires me. So Griffin, I love you so much, sweet girl. This episode is for you. Okay, now here's Paige Martindale. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's such an honor to have you on Love, Hope, and Stories. Thanks for spending some of your time with us.
Absolutely. I'm so honored. Honestly, just you asking, it felt like such a gift. So thank you for having me.
So I've already given our listeners a little heads up about you before we got started, but I would love for you in your own words to kind of tell us who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I always joke that this is kind of a loaded question for me. as an entrepreneur, we just wear a lot of hats. So just a few things that I guess my big pockets of what I do in my life. So I am a studio director of Class Studios in West Village, which takes up the majority of my time. So I am running the studio, all of our marketing initiatives, event planning, etc. But I also am a graphic designer and photographer by trade. So I went to school and got my BFA in graphic design. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a fitness instructor by early morning and late at night. So kind of a sandwich of instruction during the day.
I really know you by your Instagram feed mostly. I started following you because I recognized that we were part of the same church family, Shoreline City in Dallas. And then after a few posts, I quickly realized, oh, this is the page I had a conversation about in the lobby one day. So just a funny little story. You know, our church is a come as you are type of church.
Absolutely.
Which I love that about our church. And I was talking to a girl, I had just met her in the lobby. She was in full athletic attire on Sunday morning. And she made a mention that she had just come from a spinning class. She said, I usually take Paige's class, but since Paige doesn't teach on Sundays, I went to another class and then I just ran over here to church. And I thought, that sounds amazing. I don't know who Paige is, but that's awesome. And then once I started following your page, just a few posts into it, I realized, oh, this is the, I'm making the dots now.
Okay.
So I just want to say, I love your posts. They are beautiful and encouraging, and you are just so life-giving. You really are a ray of sunshine, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you so much. Honestly, Instagram has just been kind of a whirlwind over the past few years. I never thought that I would get to this quote-unquote influencer status, and it's such a Jesus move in my life for him to allow me to open up to an audience like this. That's how I've always viewed mm-hmm. Instagram. I don't use it as like a line of work per se. It's just what I call my passion project. So that's really sweet. Thank you for that.
I love that. You know, if I saw you on the street, I would think, man, she's beautiful. She's fit. She has a great relationship with her family and her boyfriend, and she just got everything going for her. But we know that every, you know, every story has a backstory. So that's kind of where I wanted to start today. Would you tell us a little bit of your faith story? You share your faith in Christ so naturally. Where did that relationship start, and how do you keep that relationship strong?
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is such an amazing question. I even have chills right now, because I think as an adult, I don't share my testimony as often as I did growing up, when it felt like I was in the thick of a lot of my experiences that I was walking through. But I guess somewhat in summary, I was raised in a home that was not following the Lord. I have an amazing family. My parents are my rocks, but no, we didn't attend church. We just did on Christmas and Easter with my grandparents at a very Catholic church in Western Kansas. So I wasn't raised faithfully, but I was raised with amazing values. And in the Midwest, especially, people are so great there. And it was kind of middle school, high school, when I really started wanting to find my own faith, because I was, like, by day, just the perfect, the cheerleader, the great student, someone who is the social butterfly. But as my parents started fighting, and eventually the divorce happened when I was in my young teenage years, I just turned to alcohol and really just the wrong friends, looking for popularity in different aspects of just people knowing who I was. And that I was the youngest on my cheerleading squad by many years. I was thankful enough to be super talented in gymnastics and everything that I was doing athletically. So I was the youngest one on our varsity cheerleading squad. And that just alone, peer pressure, man, like, just led me down a really scary alleyway of just partying and being consumed by alcohol when I was really young. And so I just knew that that wasn't me after a long time of just feeling super like alone in that and empty. And I found Young Life in high school. And Young Life, for those of you who don't know, is just an organization, faith-based, that brings teenagers and students the gospel in a very welcoming manner. So we like did athletics and all hung out after, it was like Tuesday or Thursday night, there would be club is what they would call it. And we would just do games and talk about Jesus and who he was. And these were my best friends. And that's how I first heard the gospel and how I invited Jesus in my life when I was, I would say, probably 15 or 16 years old. And by no means did that radically change my life then. But through high school and college, I had that foundation and I had that rock, knowing that I, amongst all of the guilt and shame of drinking and being in the wrong relationships, that I was still made perfect in his eyes and I was forgiven. And so I would just say, through those coming years of figuring out who I was as a woman, young and in high school and in college, it was really in college that I just got to dive headfirst into my faith and feel really, for the first time, unashamed about it. Because at a D1 school where I was president of my sorority and getting my design degree and still wanting to be that Greek life girl that was succeeding and being, I guess, who everyone kind of thinks you have to be. There was definitely some struggle in college, but it's just been such an amazing ride when I look back at it, in the way that the Lord has never left me. Like, even if I was, you know, made mistakes or skipped back into things that I was used to doing when I was younger, my faith has never been shaken. Really, when we think about the very foundation of my faith. And so as after college and being in Dallas for the past 3.5 years, since I graduated in Kate from KU in 2015, moved down here to work at Fossil headquarters full time as a graphic designer, landed my dream job right out of school.
Wow.
Yeah. And so just from there and finding Shoreline the past 2.5 years, like, I now know exactly who I am. And I think I never knew who I was, because I let the world shake me and I let the world tell me who I was. And so I, chills again, because I just am so, so happy and honored to like live the life that I do right now. And I know that God has me exactly where I need to be. So
yeah, you can totally tell you really have a light that is more than just yourself or more than just something that you work at, but it comes from a different place. I love that. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. So yeah. You said you graduated in graphic design. How did you become a fitness instructor?
Yeah, so I was always an athlete growing up, whether it was gymnastics or competitive cheerleading. I was a tumbler through and through. Like, I was just flipping since like age probably, 5 or 6, I was in gymnastics. And throughout college, I had a really hard time when I didn't make my collegiate cheerleading team, because at the time it was so body centric and I was I mean, at 5'4", being maybe like 105, 110 pounds, I was really thin. And yet I just felt from the coaching staff that I was too big. And when I didn't make the team, it was just like, okay, so what am I going to do athletically that still fills that cup that needs to be filled? And I joined the college rowing team, and I kind of just got involved in different things to kind of keep that athletic side of me apparent. And so all throughout school, I was still working out, but I did gain a lot of weight in college. And just because the first time I wasn't having that like actual teammate situation where I was practicing day in, day out for a sport. And so when I made it to my senior year of college and I was able to drop the weight by just getting my health back on track, both nutrition and fitness, I knew that even though I accepted my full-time job in graphic design, that I was still going to pursue a fitness lifestyle. And so I was at Fossil for 2 years, sitting at a desk, corporate design. I did love the creative side of it, but I was yearning and just like so hungry for a sweaty job. And so I started training at the Ride House in Dallas under Jasmine, who is now the owner of Class Studios, and I am one of her business partners for our new studio. But at the time, I just fell in love with cycling, and I fell in love with rhythmic cycling in general, because spin classes, when they're to the beat of the music, it feels like you're dancing and it doesn't feel like cardio. And so when I moved to Dallas and I got super involved in the fitness scene and in the cycle scene, I started teaching pretty quickly after my training. And so I would wake up in the morning, teach my classes, go to Fossil, work all day, usually teach at night at some time, some point, and then fall asleep and do it all over again. So I was doing two jobs for a while. And then when I just kept saying and kept putting barriers on my life. I could never make fitness full time. I could never make enough money to leave Fossil. And step by step, you could see the Lord just opening doors for me, because I left Fossil and then I became the full-time creative director at Studio Hop, which is an app where you are able to visit many different types of studios and different formats of workouts. And then from there, left full-time creative design to actually be full-time fitness, which is where I am now. So it definitely took that 3.5 years to get here. But little by little, I could just see myself being pulled in that direction.
So that's what you do full-time.
Yes, so technically full-time, I am still the marketing, graphic design, and the studio director behind Class Studio, so I am a salaried creative still, which is literally the biggest blessing, the fact that I still get to do what I love in design and technology, but I teach 12 classes a week, so if you think about every week, I work out at least full-time.
That kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, I eat a lot, let's just say that.
I guess that's the payoff.
Yeah, really it is.
Wow. So, do you see your faith and fitness coming together?
Yeah, I think that's one thing too, is when I was going through the decision-making process of becoming full-time fitness, I had a lot of mentors, faithful mentors and sisters that were just like, hey, we're going to be praying for you for this transition, because the fitness scene is a dark world. And it's just, everyone knows it's so you in a way that can be really unhealthy for some people. There's a lot of image issues and eating disorders, and just the way people view their bodies can be slightly unhealthy when you look at the fitness industry in general. And I knew coming into it that that's exactly why I was called there, which is just so cool and just so amazing that that's how the Lord works. He's going to pull us into places that feel sticky and might not feel right, but like Jesus sat at the table with sinners, and like how cool that is that I just get to maybe walk into a place that people wouldn't think that I would want to walk into. But fitness is such an empowering place. And I have always kind of felt that word empowerment like laid on my life, like, hey, Paige, you're supposed to empower people today. And so I know it can be a dark world, but it can bring so much light. And so when I'm there and I'm teaching my classes and we can all barely breathe and we kind of question if we're going to make it through, I always know it's the Lord that's bringing me through. So
where do you find inspiration to do that kind of work, to the intensity level that you do it?
Yeah, the intensity level. Well, for one, Shoreline is my home church, yes, but it's so much more than that. And you know, like the way that our pastors, Earl and Onika, like even the leadership talks that are released every Wednesday, like a little podcast, they do 10 to 13 minute podcasts. And I just think that Shoreline has seeped into my life in a way that's so healthy and so encouraging that it's not just a church, it's absolutely a lifestyle. So yes. I know if I wasn't at Shoreline, I wouldn't be as strong, both a believer and a fitness instructor, as I am today. I'm so thankful for the teachings and the community of our church. So that's a huge part of who I am and why I'm able to get up at 3:30, 4:30 every morning. But another reason is just that I know that the purpose that's on my life for this is from God. And I think that that's something that is completely priceless when you find your purpose and you find your passions in life and you know why you are here. And I think that's, it's such a struggle when you see people not knowing why they are living. Like, why am I here? I just know that I am meant to bring people up, and I'm meant to do that through movement and through sweat. And so when Hebrews 12 is one of my favorite verses, because it says that for the joy set before us, we are just enduring what we're supposed to endure. We run our race with our chins high and our chests up. And it's just kind of that scripture that's always stuck with me, how God encourages us to run with perseverance. And so that's what I think of when I think about all my workouts.
Yeah, that's so good. This episode is specifically about being strong in our bodies, but I hear you talking about such a strength in your spirit and your body and your mind and how it's all connected. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, which is, it's so amazing that you just asked that too. Is Class Studio is my studio that I'm at full time, when I, where I cycle and where I'm a director at. One of the shapes in our logo is like a stylized A, and it looks like a triangle. And we've always wanted that to mean mind, body, spirit, because I do believe that all three, when they intersect, you are your strongest point. And so yes, physical strength is one thing, spiritual strength, but when they all collide, you truly are like your best self. Because I think if I was just physically strong, but I didn't have this emotional and spiritual backing, I would feel empty, and the same thing vice versa. So I just know that, like, I'm strong in my faith, but then this strong body of mine, like, the really though I've watched it transform over the past 4 years, how I mentioned I was a little bit overweight in college, and then I started like leaning out, and now I view strength not just as a, oh, you look at a picture of yourself and you might think, hey, I look strong, but like, I want to be strong very physically too. Like, if a friend needs me to help them move, if this and that, like, I want to be able to like physically be there. And so that's just, it's been such a beautiful thing, because who doesn't love to like feel strong and feel like, hey, I'm like healthy, I'm physically and like nutritionally healthy, but then also spiritually as well. So they really do go hand in hand.
The post that you made, I think it was earlier this summer, that has just stuck to me, Paige, is you said, thankful that never again will my goal be thin. Now I just want to be strong. And that has just like clung to me. Like, yes, we have so many issues with our bodies. I think men and women both of, am I doing the right things? I know I'm not eating. There's so much shame and guilt about physical nature. And then that leads into emotional stress and things like that. But I think being strong and being strong in the Lord, letting him take every part of our life, even the thing that, that seems very mundane as, you know, like physical life, letting him be strong in that is just so encouraging. For someone who's wanting to get healthy in their body, but they don't really know how to get started, or it seems really intimidating, maybe they think I'm too old, or I'm not, you know, I'm too out of shape, I don't know where to start. What would you say for them?
Yeah, I just want to encourage right off the bat, we're never too old, never too young, never too heavy, never too thin. Like, there's never a bad point and a bad place to start. And that's what I love too, is especially in my classes, I get to see men and women of all ages, all backgrounds, etc. And it's just so encouraging to know that so many different people want to feel that way and want to feel so good about themselves. And so I guess one of my very first things is find the movement that makes you happy. Because I think growing up, I always thought that I had to run for some reason, because maybe my girlfriends ran or my dad was a runner. And you kind of think like, oh, cardio, this is what I have to do. And I hated it. And I really, really hated it. And that's when I kind of found, you know, gymnastics and tumbling. And I started lifting weights when I was younger, which a lot of girls are like, no, I don't want to be bulky. But your muscle eats away at fat. So it's really, really healthy to lift weights, honestly. And so I would say finding the movement that makes you happy. So whether that is yoga, whether that is riding your bike, whether that is maybe running or rollerblading, or very in my life, group fitness is such a huge thing. So the group fitness that I do, I obviously teach Cycle and then Versa Climber classes. But for me, when I'm not teaching, I'm taking yoga, I'm doing a boxing class, and I take like Pilates or some type of HIIT workout. So there's so many different types of workouts. Mm-hmm. Find what works for you and find something that you can stay consistent in. Because I think another thing too is we think, oh, I'll work out this month. You know, you can't just mm-hmm. work out and make it this burst of a few days, weeks, months, et cetera. It really has to be part of your lifestyle. And that's why liking the movement that you're doing is so important. So if you can find something that is going to be not every day necessarily, but you really should be aiming to move your body as much as possible. And so if you're just starting out 3 to 4 times a week, getting those workouts in, whatever they may look like, and then obviously so many of us know 70% of it is nutrition. So getting all of the water and all of the hydration that you need, but then really focusing in on, I mean, realistically proteins, fats and carbs and what that looks like for you. And just cleaning up our diets because mm-hmm. there's so much out there and just having that not control in an unhealthy way to idolize your food, but just to know that I now in my strongest sense view food as fuel. And I think that's really healthy to just know that like when you have a strong body, in order to have a strong body or to have a strong machine in your household and that machine is working, it has to be powered well. Mm-hmm. And so I literally just look at what's on my plate. Is it fueling me well? And by off the record, you know, I love my desserts and I definitely believe in balance, but overall, our plates should be fueling us.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of great information about preparing to attend a class on the Class Studios website.
Yeah.
One of the places that you teach in Dallas. I'm wondering if there's something that you as an instructor, maybe on the more spiritual or emotional side, wish your clients knew before they came to class.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. And I've never been asked this before, but I think what's so cool, especially if you are a prayerful person, which all of the believers listening, like it's such a big part of our lives is just prayer in general. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to pray into your workouts, I do every single time before I teach, I pray. It's such mm-hmm. a big part of my life, knowing that I have to give what I'm about to do up to God first, because I know that I wouldn't have the strength to do it without him. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I would love for clients to know is very truly, and I'm saying this so truthfully, it's just that you're so much stronger than you think you are. I think there's so many instances where we may like get out of breath or get a little bit nervous about our breathing, especially because I'm a cardio teacher. Like mm-hmm. I have that breathless issue all the time with my clients, but that it shouldn't stop us. Like we really are so much stronger than we think we are. And I hear this story about marathon runners, how our bodies literally can last running 30 miles when in reality our heads might tell us 10. Mm-hmm. Just as an example. So when we think that we're done, we're usually not, because our bodies are so much stronger than we think they are. So as long as we have that mindset of knowing, okay, it's hard right now, but it's going to feel really good after, that's kind of how I view my workouts in general too. Because if they're only an hour long, mm-hmm. that's an hour of your day where when you know you're done, you're going to feel on top of the world. So it's just kind of persevering through the hurt to get to the other side.
That's good. That's so helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
And thank you for your time today. Where can people find you online? And if they're local and feeling inspired to take a class, where should they find you at?
Yeah, absolutely. So online, I have my Instagram, which is Paige Forrest, and Forrest has 2 R's. That's my middle name. So a lot of people think I might have made that up, but my full name is Paige Forrest Martindale. And so I just go by Paige Forrest on everything. My website is pageforrest.com, and that is very design oriented. So that's my design and photo portfolio.
Okay.
And then in terms of actually local to Dallas, you guys, I would love to see you in classes. I teach both at Class Studios, which is in West Village. That studio faces Mutt's Dog Park. So we are in the bottom of the Richards Group building.
Okay.
And we have 2 formats there. I teach the cycle side, but we also have like a training HIIT boot camp style, which is very like weight training centric, so a lot more heavy weight. And then the other studio that I teach at is called Rise Nation, and we are on a Versa Climber for 30 minutes to the beat of the music. So both of my formats have music being a huge priority. So all my fellow music junkies out there, you'll love my classes.
Is there a certain fitness level to be in your classes required?
No, both Rise Nation and Class are welcome to anyone who's starting, just knowing that there's going to be people in the class that are extremely fit and have been doing it for a while. I do like to be honest in preparing people for that because cardio classes are extremely challenging, but knowing that in both Rise Nation and Class Studios, there's an element to taking it at your own pace. So for example, if you couldn't perform 100% of what I'm teaching or what I'm instructing, just knowing like modifications are there. So if you want to go a little bit slower, if you kind of want to do your own thing, it's just getting your body moving. So even if that means slow at first, and after a few weeks, you're able to add on and take some more speed, I always encourage to just kind of start and just experience it and see if it's for you, and then come back and get better.
Well, Paige, you are so lovely, and you have just shared so much hope with us today for people who want to get in shape. I think you really have given us some hope. So thank you so much.
I'm just really excited about this month's series that you're doing and everything moving forward with this podcast. I just feel honored. I'm so lit up that I get to talk about fitness and faith together. That's never really what I'm always asked about, one or the other, but never together. So I'm just really thankful, and I hope that this encourages somebody out there. And Jennifer, thank you so much for inviting me on.
Oh, thank you for sharing your story. And
absolutely.
And have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thanks, ma'am. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today. For all of the details, links, and downloadable plans for this series, please visit our website at lovehopeandstories.com and click the tab Be Strong September in the menu bar, or click today's title to view this episode's show notes. Subscribe to Love, Hope, and Stories anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join us on Facebook and Instagram to keep the discussion going. I hope you are feeling encouraged to be strong this September. Bye, friends.